Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jameson. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goldman. Gehringer scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. McManus steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. McManus scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman throws to second for one, and Hodapp throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rice moves to second. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Goldman reaches second base with a double. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Uhel covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayworth hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Funk moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Falk hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alexander. Porter moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Sewell scores. Jameson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Falk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Averill reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan pinch runs for Earl Averill. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Wes Farrell now pitching. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-3 in the game. Uhel hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Funk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-4 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-4 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Jameson moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Falk is walked intentionally. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Jameson scores. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.